The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, text number 3 through 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in March of 1968 in San Francisco.
Dullaman manasana janma tadopi adurvam arthadam. This human form of body, it is very rarely obtained. It is not to be misused. That is the first knowledge, that people are not educated in that way. They are encouraged that go on sense enjoyment, enjoy. Some rascal comes, say, he also says, all right, go on, enjoy. Simply meditate for 15 minutes. But actually, this body is not meant for aggravating sense enjoyment. We require sense enjoyment because that is a demand of the body. If we want to keep body in healthy condition, then the demands of the body, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending must be provided. But it should not be aggravated. Therefore, in the human form of life, tapasya. Tapasya means austerity, penance, vow. These are the teachings of all scriptures. Either you take Hindu scripture or Christian scripture or Mohammedan scripture, in every scripture, human form of life is meant for training. Tapo vidyam, Lord Rishabha, he instructed his boy, he had 100 children, boys. So he instructed them, nāyaṁ deho deho bhājāṁ niloke kastāna kāmāna arhati vīr bhujāṁ. My dear boys, this form, human form of life, although it is a body, but this body is in human society. Nāyaṁ deho deho bhājāṁ niloke. Niloke means, ni means man. So, when the body is obtained in the human society, not in the dog society, not in the cat society, that body is not meant for simply working very hard and ultimate senses. People are being taught in this way, that work very hard, day and night, earn money and enjoy things. Nothing more. So, this sort of civilization is condemned. The real civilization is that one has to control. What is the difference between a man and an animal? Now suppose there is very nice foodstuff in your country, it is not seen in our India. The foodstuff, confectioner, they very nicely decorate in the street for selling. So one cow is here, of course, in the street. Cow is also not visible. In India, in the street, there are many cows. They are allowed to move free. And sometimes the foodstuff is there and the cow immediately grabs the foodstuff and eats half of it. Now, there are human beings also. Suppose a man is there. He is poor man. He is hungry. And he wants to eat that foodstuff. But because he is human being, he has got the control. He's not like the cow that immediately takes out the food. Even if he is poor, he can beg. My dear sir, can you spare little food, sir? But he will not. This is humanity. Suppose if there is a beautiful girl, and one man is attractive, still he will feel shame to capture that girl. Of course, here I see the boys and girls, they are kissing in the street, and in India it is very uncivil. No boy, no girl will do that. Because it is a training. It is a training. So by training, one can restrain the senses. And the more you restrain your senses, the more you become slackened for this material shackles. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says that if you think that sense enjoyment is the pleasure of life, that can be had in all sorts of other bodies. The hog also has got sense enjoyment. The dog has got sense enjoyment. They are not forbidden. Nature has provided sense enjoyment for cats, dogs, and birds, beasts, everyone, because there is a demand. So, human life, of course, this should be restricted or as much as possible as it is available without any extraneous endeavor. Just like we allow our students to get yourself married, so by grace of Krishna, the wife or the husband which you have, just live peacefully. But don't try to encroach upon other's wife or other's husband. That should be restrained. That is humanity. So, we have to live very peacefully so that we may not be disturbed in our material existence, but our ultimate aim should be spiritual realization. If you are after sense enjoyment, sarvatra means in all species of life. Suppose you happen to get a body, next body, as a hog, as a dog, or even lower than that sense enjoyment will be there. But this opportunity will not be there. This opportunity to make yourself Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious, and just to leave this condemned place and go back to Godhead, that opportunity will not be there. That opportunity is for the human being. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, tat prayasana kartavya jatu jatra ayur bhayoparam. Therefore, we should not simply waste our time for improving the paraphernalia of sense enjoyment. The modern civilization is simply increasing the paraphernalia of sense enjoyment. There is no arrangement for advancement of spiritual knowledge. That is the defect of modern civilization. And Prahlad Maharaj says that sarvatra labhate daivat yatha dukkham achatnata tat prayasana kartavya jatra ayudvayopuram. If you waste our time, we should, every one of us should always be conscious that this human form of life, although the body is material and there are so many material demands, so we have to think, we have to adjust things in such a way that my major portion of my attention or energy may be employed for advancing spiritual consciousness of Krishna consciousness. That should be the motto of our life. Because we have got limited energy, limited life. Suppose you have to live for 100 years. I think nobody is going to live for 100 years. But supposing, if you live for 100 years, so your energy is limited. Your duration of life is limited. Suppose I am old man. If I have to live for, say, 80 years or 90 years, so say 72 years I am now. That means I have already died 72 years. The balance portion of my life I have to complete. We are dying every moment. That is medical science. We are changing every moment body and then dying every moment. Death is accompanying me from the day of my birth. This child, if you ask, how old this child? It is 1 month. That means he has already died 1 month. 1 month, death is already there. We say that he is growing. No, he is decreasing. Decreasing, actual fact, he is decreasing. Therefore, we should not waste our time. We should be very serious about our life. The Prahlad Maharaj says, Tatprayasana tattabha jatva ayudbhayopara. Ayu means duration of life. Simply wasted. Simply wasted. Why simply wasted? Because for sense enjoyment, whatever you have to get, that is already arranged. If you are a cat, your sense enjoyment is already arranged. If you are a dog, your sense enjoyment is already arranged. Similarly, if you are a human being, your sense enjoyment, if a cat can have sense enjoyment without arranging for it, if a dog can have sense enjoyment without arranging for it, do you think that a human being will not have sense enjoyment without arranging for it? Then why should you waste your time for sense enjoyment? The arrangement is already there by nature. A man or woman has to satisfy his senses. By nature there is arrangement. Rest assured. Don't waste your time for improving sense enjoyment. That means wasting time. You cannot get more than what is destined to you. A dog or a cat cannot get more sense enjoyment than his body will allow. Similarly, we have got particular type of body. According to our association of different modes of material nature, now we have got, say, about 100 men or 50 or 60 men sitting here. Nobody's body will be just equal to the other's body. You examine? Everybody is different from other's body. Nobody's face will be exactly the face of the other man. So, by nature's process, the subtle law is such nice that according to the association of the modes of material nature, you have got a particular type of body. That means you are meant for a particular standard of sense enjoyment. Suppose your body is born in a low family, you cannot expect sense enjoyment as a higher grade person they enjoy. That's not possible. So one should be satisfied. Krishna has given me this body, and he has given me this arrangement of sense enjoyment, let me satisfy. My real business is how to advance my Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad Maharaj advises very nicely, my dear friend, tatprayasana kartabha jato ayut bayoparam. Don't exert yourself for increasing the paraphernalia of sense enjoyment. That is simply wasting your valuable time, your valuable duration of life. Because we must know the duration of life is limited. That will finish as sure as death. And before death comes, Again, we must prepare in such a nice way. No more death, no more birth. That is education. Therefore, Bhagavat says that he is not a spiritual master, he is not a father, he is not a mother, he is not a friend. In this way, he is not an husband who cannot protect his world from the impending death. That means the father, the spiritual master, the husband or the protector should be so spiritually advanced that he will teach his protect his world in such a nice way that no more birth, no more death. In this life, Krishna consciousness education is finished, so that after leaving this body, tatta deham punar janma naiti. After God quitting this body, no more birth again. Then what is that? Tatta deham punar janma naiti mameti kuntya. He goes back to God. This should be the objective of human life. How to develop Krishna consciousness and how to get away from this uncongenial atmosphere of material existence. Unless we understand that better people, they think that they are very happy. This is illusion. This is maya. Tapyasana kattabha jatayasana na tathabindade chemam mukunda charanambhijam. Yes. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, na tathabindade chemam. Chemam means auspicity. The highest auspicity of life is to reconnect his lost relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Krishna. This is called yoga. Real yoga means this, that we are, at the present moment, we have lost our consciousness. Not actually we have lost our consciousness, we have lost our memory. Consciousness is there, but consciousness may be differently contaminated. Different person, your consciousness may be different from my consciousness. You are thinking in a different way, I am thinking in different way. Similarly, consciousness is there. That is the symptom of life, since our spirit soul. But the difference is due to material contamination. Just like superficially, your blood and my blood, the same red. But if we analyze, there may be so many chemicals present in your blood and so many chemicals may be present, which is not exactly equal. Similarly, as soon as there is life and there is spirit, soul, the focus of the spirit, soul, consciousness must be there. I am present in this body, how I can understand? Because this consciousness, you pinch any part of your body, you feel, this is your consciousness. That means I am present in this body. And as soon as I am away from this body, you may cut this body into pieces, there will be no consciousness, there is no feeling. So, our consciousness should be purified. Now the consciousness is contaminated by material association in so many ways. Just like the blood purification tonic is given. If the doctor finds by examination of the blood in your country, as soon as you go to a doctor, immediately please offer your blood. The demand is immediately blood. That is, of course, scientific. a modern science, but according to Ayurvedic system, there is no demand of blood. They feel the pulse. And according to the different, movement of the pulse, they can understand what kind of disease is there. All right, that is a medical fact. So anyway, Prahlad Maharaj says, Natatha Vinnate Chimam. Instead of wasting your time, for increasing the standard of sense gratification, the best thing will be to apply your energy for reviving your original Krishna consciousness. Na tatha vindate kshema mukunda charanambujam. Na tatha vindate kshema mukunda charanambujam. Tat prayasa karsa. That endeavor should be done, by which your time is not wasted, but you can revive, you can purify your consciousness, you can revive yourself to your original position, and that is your highest gain. Tato jateta kusalat chemaya bhavamasrita sariram purusham jaman lobhipaddete pushkalam. My dear friend, therefore, so long the body is not fallen, and so long death does not come, sariram, so tato jateta kusalam, you must try for the highest benediction. Kusala. Kusala means benediction. So long you are in this body, please try to achieve that success. Full Krishna consciousness. Pumsa varsa satam yayu tad ardham cha aditātmanah. Now supposing that we have got 100 years of age. Now, Prahlad Maharaj says that although you have got 100 years to live, but because we cannot control our senses, therefore it should be taken half, 50 years. Why? Because out of 24 hours, we sleep more than 12 hours. So while we sleep, there is no activity. So immediately cut off, 50 years. Because you cannot work, although you have got duration of life, 100 years, but you cannot work 100 years. 50 years immediately cut off on account of aditātmana. Aditātmana means one who has not controlled the senses. So every one of us cannot control. Most of us, therefore, half of the age is immediately cut off. Nishphalam jadasau ratrang sete andhang prapitastamah. Why it is cut off? Because without any profit, we sleep very soundly, and therefore, it is simply wasted. Then, mugdhasya balle kausare kriyata jati vinsati. Then suppose there is 50 years balance, sufficient balance. Then he says, then balle kausare. Balle means up to 5 years. And 5 years to 11 years. Balle kausare. Because children generally from 5 years to 12, 13 years, they are very fond of playing. Nishphalam mugdhasya balle kausare kirata jati vinshati. 20 years is wasted simply for playing. So half duration of life immediately cut off. Then again, out of that 50 years, again 20 years cut off. Then jaraya grasta dehasya jato kalpasya vinshati. Then cut off another 20 years due to old age, invalidity, and so many other accidents, and so many other things. So it's cutting. Durapurena kamena mohena cha buliyasa sesam griheshu shaktesu pramattasya bhujati. In this way, when a man is too much addicted to the materialistic way of life, cannot give up the family life. You'll find many old men almost going to die, but still there is family attachment. It is very difficult to get out of family attachment. Although the other members, his wife, his son, disgusted with the old man, and all of them want that this old man may die very soon. He's simply bothering us. But the old man tries to leave. Oh, let me leave for some time. Don't drive me away. I understand that in Russia, they intentionally try to kill these old men. And in Africa, I have heard, there are still cannibals. They make a feast by killing the grandfather. So, old man is always neglected in this society. And therefore I have come out of my home. I have taken your shelter. You see? It is actually fact, you see. So in this way, we are wasting our time. Shankaracharya, he was walking on the street and he was lamenting. Because he has got the eyes to see what he says. He says, oh, balastavas kriyasat. Oh, all the boys, I see in the street, they are very nicely playing. They do not know anything except play. Balastavat kriyasakta, taruni stavat taruni rakta. And the youngsters, they are after young girls, embracing, kissing, that's all. So, taruna-stāvat-taruni-rakta, and vriddha-stāvat-cintāmagna, and the old man, they are thinking how to pull on, what to do, how to adjust family affairs. Parame-brahmani-kopi-na-lagna. Oh, it is very lamentable. Nobody is interested in Krishna consciousness. He is there. Because he has seen practically a sannyasi is supposed to wander from one country, one village to another. So he is lamenting. Balastavat-kīrāsakta. Oh, boys are playing. They are not being trained in Krishna consciousness. The youth, they are very much enjoying. So the old men, they are thinking deep, thoughtful. The same thing. But nobody is interested. So same thing. Durāparena kāmena mohena ca buliyasa sesam griheshu saktasya pramattasya bhujati. At the last end, the old man, because this material world is such nice place that nobody can adjust him. It is simply waste of time. Who are trying to adjust him. The other day, in television or radio, the man asked me, Swamiji, whether it is possible to adjust the misadjustments of this material world. I told him flatly that it is not possible. You can simply refer the history that the same thing is, the history repeats itself. And when there was Roman Empire, Mughal Empire, the same strife, the same political dissension, the same fight, everything was there. There, 2,000 years before, as history gives us evidence, and the same thing is happening also. So there is no adjustment. The only adjustment is Krishna consciousness. So long your life is there, you just improve, revive your original consciousness. What is that? The Krishna or the Lord or God is great and is eternal servant. That's all. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna means the Supreme Personality of God. And I mean I am his eternal part and parcel. Every one of us servant. Everyone. Now, you are all boys, ladies and gentlemen sitting here. Nobody can say that I am not servant. Everyone is servant. Everyone is servant. If he is not servant to anyone, at least he is servant of a dog. You see. So servant to ya. But, we are thinking, I am master. This is Maya. This is Maya. Actually, I am servant. I am serving these, that, so many. Even President Johnson, he is also servant of the nation. So nobody is master. Similarly, if you take President, if you go higher, if you go up to Brahma, if you go still more, everyone is servant. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is very nicely said that Egola Ishar Krishna Arasav Bhitta. The only one master is Krishna, and everyone is servant. The only one master is the Supreme Personality of God. And all other living entities, they're all servants. He may be a Brahma, he may be a president, he may be a minister, or he may be a cat, or he may be a dog, or whatever he may be. Everyone is servant. And to understand this philosophy is Krishna consciousness. It is not very difficult. It is not very difficult. If we understand our position. But Maya's spell is so nice that everyone is thinking, I am master, I am president, I am the minister, I am teacher, I am philosopher, I am scientist, I am this, I am that. At last, I am God. When everything fails, he thinks, oh, I am God. Although he is still a dog. You see? This is called Maya. And to get out of Maya means to understand one's position, that I am eternal servant. That's it. This is Krishna consciousness. And the further advancement of this understanding of Krishna consciousness is that if I am constitutionally a servant, then what sort of service I am rendering? Oh. Kamadinam kutidhana kutidha palita dunnitas. I have become servant of my lust, of my greediness, of my avarice, of my anger, of my senses. Yes, sir. I have become servant of all these things. Actually, I am nobody's servant, but I am servant of my senses. When I go to work somewhere, actually, I do not believe that I am his servant, but I go there to get money. So I am servant of money, and why I require money? For sense gratification, therefore I am servant of senses. So actually I am now servant of senses. Everyone. So that has to be transferred. Instead of being servant of the senses of your so-called material body, you have to become the servant of the senses of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means agreeing. Krishna, whatever you will say, whatever you like, I shall do that. Just like Arjuna did. First of all, you are a servant of his senses. You are thinking, how can I kill my teacher? How can I kill my grandfather, my brother, nephews, the other side, all my relatives? How can I kill? So that thinking was, you are servant of his senses. You are thinking that this father, this brother, or this grandfather, or this teacher will save me. But when he understood that nobody can save me except Krishna, then he said, Kurise Bhatanam Tava. Oh, I shall satisfy you, whatever you say. This is Krishna. First of all, he was trying to satisfy his senses. And when he understood Bhagavad Gita nicely, he agreed to satisfy the senses of Krishna. So, constitutionally, we are all servants for satisfying senses. When instead of satisfying our four senses, this material body, sense of this material body, if we try to satisfy the spiritual senses of Krishna, that means our liberation. That you have to learn. The Prahlad Maharaj is teaching that philosophy, and we are trying to follow the same philosophy. We are very glad that you come and favor us. So it is very kind of you. Now, if there is any question, you can ask. Confusing?
I can understand how I can serve my own senses, but how I can serve another man. Serving God.
You are serving your senses means you are serving the dictation of your senses. Is it not?
Yes.
Similarly, if you serve the dictation of Krishna, then you serve Krishna. Serving your senses means your eyes want to see a beautiful thing, dictate. My dear sir, please take me to that beautiful. You go. So you are serving your dictation of the sense gratification of the eyes. Your tongue is pinching you. Please give me a cigarette. Oh, you at once apply, yes. So you are serving your senses means the dictation of yourself. Similarly, if you practice to serve the dictation of Krishna, then you are liberated. Simply you have to change the account. That your service position will continue because you are eternally servant. You are never master. Then you are conditioned. Yes, everything is for satisfaction. But if you if you falsely satisfy your senses, that's like, suppose you are a diseased man, if you have got fever, and you want to eat some delicious food, the doctor has forbidden you, don't accept such and such food. But your senses demand that if I could eat that and such, then you become more diseased. So first of all, we should understand that this, because I have got this body, it is my disease condition. Because I am spirit soul, I have developed this particular type of body for this gratification of false material senses. You cannot satisfy your senses because this is false satisfaction. Because actually, in this body, you are not this body. Therefore, even you try to satisfy your senses, that is flickering and that is temporary. But actual sense enjoyment is spiritual sense enjoyment that has no end, that has no limit. Brahma saptam tad anantam, unlimited. Just like a diseased man, if you give a nice food star, he cannot eat much after tasting. All right, then. Finish. Because he's diseased. And gives you a healthy man, he takes so much. This is a crude example. Similarly, when you are spiritually purified, then actually you can make your sense enjoyment. When you are materially contaminated, that is false, temporary, increasing your material disease.
So by serving Krishna,
by serving Krishna, you will also satisfy your senses. Krishna's name is Govinda. Go means senses. And Inda means one who gives a pleasure to the senses. Do you mean to say that here the boys who are giving service to the personality of Godhead, Krishna, they are not enjoying? Without enjoying, can they serve? Free? They are giving service free. Whenever you go to render some service, immediately demand some money. But here in this temple, so many young boys, they are giving service free. Not only that, whatever they are earning, they are also paying Krishna. So do you think, unless they get some enjoyment, they are doing it for foolishly? The sense enjoyment must be there, but that is spiritual sense enjoyment, purified sense enjoyment. We are training people in that way, that we don't stop your sense enjoyment. But enjoy it in its purified state. Because sense enjoyment cannot be stopped. You are living entity, living being. The senses are there. But we do not know the way of sense enjoyment. That is to be learned by Krishna consciousness. See, this girl, little girl, is aiming for going back to Krishna Loka. Let's see. I'm giving an example. They don't care for these material things. They are always thinking when I shall go there. Home, back to God. This is the cycle of it. Yes. No. Material body you have to finish here. You are finishing a material body so many times, even in during this bodily existence. So a material body cannot go into the spiritual world. You have your material body here. Similarly, as soon as you enter in the spiritual world, you have spiritual body. As good as Krishna's body. Krishna has got spiritual body. Similarly, you have spiritual body. Is that clear? Dance with Krishna, you eat with Krishna, you talk with Krishna, you enjoy with Krishna. Krishna will kiss you also. Krishna is very kind to everyone. Either you love him as a lover, either you love him as your son, either you love him as your friend, or love him as your master. In whichever way you like, you can love and Krishna will respond. Jijathāmān prapadyante tāṁ satayva bhajām maham. In the Bhagavad Gita I see, Krishna says, anyone who loves me in different ways or different types, so Krishna also loves reciprocate in that way. If somebody Krishna loves Krishna as an enemy, Krishna also gives him salvation in that way. Krishna is the That I have answered, that you can serve Krishna by following the dictation of Krishna. Is it not clear? Now the next question may be, the how you receive dictation of Krishna. Is that? Yes. So that is answered in the Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter. Evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rāja sayogi. Just like you call this table. How you understand this is table? You have taken the idea from your parents. And where from? Your parents got this idea that this is a table. They also got from their parents. Therefore, this idea of table, you do not say anything else, is received by succession. Similarly, you can receive succession order from Krishna through spiritual mouth. Yes, because you cannot work there. Dreaming is still a waste of time. The dreaming is practically interaction of the activities, mental interaction of the activities in which you are engaged. You dream in different way, I dream in different way. So, when the body is tired, it cannot walk, it stops functioning, the mind works. The dreaming is the function of the mind, that's all. No. It is not from the spiritual platform, it is from the mental platform. In the spiritual platform, that is called Sushupti. There is no gross or material function of this contamination. So, those who are advanced, they also dream a Krishna consciousness. Of course, that requires time and to make a little advancement. But after all, dream is the activities of the mind. Just like we work, that is the activities of the gross senses. Similarly, we work also on mental platform, that is called dream. Well, that depends on your particular position. Sometimes a Krishna conscious person dreams very seriously. Sometimes communication is there by dream. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes. Rupa Goswami, he used to sleep only for 1.5 hours.
How long did the body hold up? How many years?
Well, there is no guarantee of holding up your body, even if you have no sleep or have sleep. The material condition is so cruel that body can be finished at any moment. So that is no consideration. The consideration is how to advance in the spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. And if you make, considerable advance, then this eating and sleeping and sex demand defense, these things will be negligible. These things are depending on our practice. Because actually I don't depend on sleeping or eating or making or defending. It is simply due to my bodily consciousness. These things are required. But when one is actually spiritually advanced, he has no such appreciation. Just like Lord Jesus Christ, he was crucified, but he never protested, because he had no bodily consciousness at all. So when one is spiritually advanced, there is no bodily consciousness. But we should not imitate. Right, that requires advancement as we advance. Nothing has to be done in hasty. But if we follow the rules and regulations, then someday it will be experienced that how we have spiritually advanced. Just like if you go on eating, not that in the first eating, first morsel and second morsel, you become immediately satisfied. But when you are full in your satisfaction of hunger, you feel happiness, you feel strength. Similarly, we have to follow the spiritual process, and gradually as we develop, we become free from all these demands of the body. There was Raghunath Das Goswami. He was eating only, a few grains of butter every alternate day. Only. A few grains of butter only. Every alternate day he was eating. So, eating is also non-essential. One who is spiritually advanced. And so-called sex life, that is can be given up from the very beginning. And so far defend, Narayana Parasabve, Na Kutaschana Vibhati. One, he is fully spiritually conscious, he doesn't care for that. He does not know what is the meaning of that, because he is living perpetually. So these things have to be experienced when you are advanced, but this is possible. This is possible from the examples of great saintly persons, and from literature we can find that one can be completely free from the four demands of the body, namely eating, sleeping, defending and making. Yes. No, nothing interferes if it is properly adjusted. Now here, in our society, we are actually living in family. We have got brothers, sisters, mother, father, everything. But there is adjustment. It is on the basis platform of love. There is no self-interest. Therefore it is happy. So as soon as we turn everything in Krishna consciousness, the whole world becomes peaceful and happy. Of course that is not possible. But as far as possible, we can do it family-wise, we can do it individually, as much as possible we can extend. But the platform is such nice that in that platform, the family life, or friendly life, or social life, everything becomes nice, joyful, and peaceful. That is the test of Krishna consciousness.